Well, Mark, I think you can definitely say this was not the prettiest of games for you guys tonight. Pawnee did a really good job of shutting down Robin. Of course, you expect her to be one of your scorers, but you also have Haley Doty that can step up and Avery Vaughn. And it just seemed like, you know, they kind of got frustrated with some things too. But when you look at what the girls did, though, you're seeing a lot of good, fundamentally sound things that they're doing, but it just seems like the confidence isn't there and they're not letting themselves do the good things that they can do.
Well, that's a contribute to Pawnee. They are big, physical, talented. We had a 13-12 lead, and they ended that second quarter, that last two or three minutes, on an 11-0 run, and then we just couldn't make a basket. That was you got to contribute to that, their defense. They had a lot of they have a lot of athletes on that team, and you know, when, like we said, we're young and inexperienced, but this is the best way to learn, a little baptism by fire. And like we told them, we still want to get out of here tomorrow, you know, with the wind, and it's no easy Vandalia or Nokomis is not going to be an easy opponent. So we just got to keep learning. Like we said, Macy's our really only girl with any varsity experience. So we have one girl with varsity experience this year. So a lot of learning to do, but like we said, we're learning on the fly.
Of course, we talked about it last night, how you're in a situation too where you're playing these tough games, but it's boom, boom, boom. You're playing three back-to-back days, so you really don't have a whole lot of time to really get the girls in the gym for a good amount of time and make those adjustments. So especially when you're going in, and of course, you know, then everything got shifted back another hour tomorrow, so you're looking at tomorrow evening and you have Saturday. So do you get those girls in the gym and say, okay, let's get in there for an hour and just walk through some things, or do you just kind of say, here's what we have to do, and let them go home and kind of ruminate on it?
We'll probably just let them go home and, you know, see what we can do, because if you try to cram them too much stuff, it just gets even worse on them. I'm playing two girls that are 14 years old. I said, geez, you guys are barely walking and talking, you know, and you're out there doing things, you know. Then they're playing, you know, seniors. That's a good group for Pawnee, and I give them a lot of credit. Even though we didn't play very well, they made us not play very well.
Of course, when you come tomorrow, like you said, either Vandalia or Nokomis, depending on how the other semifinal shakes out. So a situation where you're going to be going against two teams you know a little bit more about than what you did with the other teams coming in. So for you as a coach, does that help you prepare a little bit more, knowing, okay, I know what each team has back and what the girls that are coming back bring to the table?
That'll help a little bit, but like with the new set of girls, I might know that stuff, and most of the girls don't know. You know, maybe a couple of the varsity girls will remember. But, you know, and like we say, we jump in here, play a couple two big A schools, or Nokomis, big 1A school. I mean, Pawnee has Springfield Lutheran and Springfield Calvary that they co-op with. So, I mean, they got about 600 kids to choose from. But that don't make a difference. They're a solid team, and they played very well tonight and made us do a lot of things that didn't look very good.
Of course, you jumped into this tournament for the first year, and you know it's going to be a test for you guys. But then when you look at the schedule and you also know, okay, we're going to go over there, we're going to have three tough games. But the good thing is, and you know, that next week you're coming back and you're home for a whole week for the Thanksgiving week, playing in your own tournament. So, you know, is that kind of a factor of saying, hey, it's okay to get in there and have those three tough tests, because then the girls know they're coming home and we can work on some things and they'll relax a little bit?
Oh, yeah. The Pawnee are probably one of the biggest teams we play all year. So if we can learn from that experience and roll into next week, we're excited. We got these three games in, and hopefully it don't give us much. We'll get to practice Monday, and then we're right back at it Tuesday. So that's just how it goes this time of year.